You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. I am Greg Bach, coming all the way from Radio Park here in Racine. And going up the coast to Marinette, Wisconsin, we find one Pete Schwabba. And then, taking another trip all the way to Madison, we find Dom Lee on the ones and the twos at HQ. We are the Yonder Hay Triangle, and you are joining us in hour number two of the program. If you missed anything from the first hour, including our discussion with our very good friend Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin, you can always go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Nightlight, download episodes, listen to them at your leisure, catch up, and then come on back. We'll have some more fun. If you ever want to get in touch with us, you can always do that by simply emailing us, nightlight@civicmedia.us, nightlight@civicmedia.us. Drop us an email. Let us know your thoughts on the show. Let us know about guest topics, things like that. We'd love to hear from you. Always get in touch if you can. We would really appreciate it, my friends. Folks, yeah. We have a fantastic second hour ahead for you, including a trip back into the movie club where we'll be discussing the 2006 Casino Royale. It's James Bond starring Daniel Craig for the very first time. We had to make that differentiation yesterday. It's not the 70s version. It is the 2006, I would say, official James Bond film of Casino Royale. But that's all coming up in just a little bit. Then we'll be going into the nightcap where we hear from you, your thoughts on tonight's question, as well as figure out what we've learned from today's program. But let's get going here. And oh, by the way, folks, whether you entered in for the last hour's keyword or you missed out, you still have one more chance today to get a keyword for your chance to win $100 and a Wisconsin Dells prize package in our Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win Multi-State Contest. All you need to do in the 7 o'clock hour, have that Civic Media app open. Get to the station of your liking, your favorite station, like WAUK, and text in the keyword for your chance to win $100 and a Wisconsin Dells prize package, including also entry into a grand prize drawing for $250 in gas, $250 in groceries. I mean, my goodness gracious. We could all use that.
Yes.
I mean, absolutely. We can't have that because we work here. Whatever.
That's not fair.
I know. But that's all coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And then we start the whole thing over tomorrow. 7 more chances throughout the day. And yeah, good luck to you. And let's keep it moving now. Let's restate the questions of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
The question is, what is your favorite James Bond movie? That's one. Who was the best Bond? That's two. And who should be the new Bond? That's three. Three questions.
It's a lot of homework.
It's a lot of homework, but
sorry, everybody.
Hey, don't apologize. It's a valid question. Right. Questions. What's your favorite James Bond movie? Who is your favorite Bond? And who should be the new Bond? Give us a call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. You already have it for the contest, so open it up. Give us a text. Give us a call. Listen live, but it's all right there on the Civic Media app. Who is the best James Bond? What is the best James Bond movie? Who is your favorite Bond? And who should be the new Bond? Those are the questions of the evening. And I also want to point out a live stream comment from Julie. Hi, Pete. Julie Schwabba.
Oh, I had the margin over there, so I had more screen. Hi, Julie. Thanks for listening on Facebook.
Who's that?
She lives 200 feet away from me. She's my sister, my youngest sister.
Oh. Hello, yeah. Julie. Please feel free to pass along any embarrassing stories about Pete.
Yeah, no question. There are plenty of those, but I'm glad. I didn't think the family liked this show, so that's actually kind of refreshing.
That's very nice. I really
appreciate
it. Every
time I try to talk to my mom and dad about it, it's like, we know you have a radio show. So
brag, lol. All right.
Well, nice that one of the siblings is jumping in.
Let's kick it off with you, Pete. Who is your favorite Bond, your favorite movie? And do you know who you think the new James Bond should be? I feel like that's a tough question. That's a little bit more, there's thought into that one because there's so much to consider.
I'll start with that one. I know Aaron Taylor Johnson has been mentioned a lot. He's very debonair and he's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
One of our Facebook responses was from our pal Melissa Kay from WFHR. Yeah. She thinks Anna Taylor-Joy. And I'm like, yeah, why not? Like,
that would be cool.
I'm all for a female Bond or a black Bond, if you will. Coleman Domingo would be great. But I think, it's too bad because he's never going to do it. But and he would be the second blonde James Bond. But what's his name? I'm totally blanking. Hail Mary. Ryan Gosling.
Oh, Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, he's got that kind of look, you know?
I don't think they would ever entertain a non-English Bond.
Yeah, probably not.
But I mean, well, Ryan Gosling's Canadian, so he's like half.
That's sort of. There's royalty. I mean, I would say my favorite so far has been Daniel Craig because I'm going to contradict myself here a little bit because my favorite Bond movie, and it's just because I was during formative years and it was my first one I watched over and over because home box office was still new. But Moonraker was my favorite Bond film. But Roger Moore was just kind of stiff. He looked like he should have been a CEO of a company. I don't buy the fighting. Like Craig looks debonair. He's suave. He can fight. Yeah. He can do the action stuff. And Connery, I love Connery too. He was just a great actor. But I think Daniel Craig is my favorite. I think I would vote, if I had to pick now, Coleman Domingo, I think would be a great James Bond. And my favorite is film is Moonraker.
All right, there you go.
So there you go.
What about you, Dom?
Well, this was actually my first James Bond movie I've ever watched.
Okay.
So I would say, so it's my favorite that I have ever watched. And I would probably
George Lazenby.
Nice.
And I probably would say Daniel Craig is the best Bond because I don't know. I just didn't know enough. And what was the last one? Who should be the new Bond?
Who should be the new Bond? Yeah,
Dom Lee.
I actually was going to say myself. I was going to say, or Mila Kunis, maybe her.
Wow.
Who? Mila Kunis?
Yeah, Mila.
Interesting. Mila, that's an interesting choice.
Sometimes she her
resume will never allow that. Bond is like an esteem. I'm sure she could do it as an actress, but like. Because she was on That 70s Show, I don't think they would ever entertain that.
Well, also, she's the voice of Meg on Family Guy.
That's true.
But she can speak fluent Ukrainian, and I feel like she could train to fight. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Because she was born in the Ukraine, or born in Ukraine, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you, Greg?
Let's see. This all leads me down the path of saying that, I haven't seen all of them. I would probably say the favorite one I like, because it's so ridiculous, A View to a Kill, because that was my Moonraker. That was the one that was on home box office on color television all the time when I was a little kid.
That was my first exposure. That song was on the radio a lot, yeah.
My first exposure to Christopher Walken. So,
oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that one is just ridiculous and fun, so I'd probably pick that one. My favorite Bond probably be Daniel Craig, just because he is, just so good. Sorry, Sean Connery fans. He's fine, but I like Daniel Craig better.
Same.
And then, who should be the new one? I would say, Tom Holland would be a good one.
Ooh.
And I think, I think he'd be a good one. I'm trying, there was another.
If you want a petite James Bond, Tom Holland's
I mean, Daniel Craig isn't that big. He's not a tall gent.
Yeah.
But Tom Holland could get jacked too. I mean, I know they've talked about Jacob Elordi has been in the mix for that as well and a few things. I don't know. I'd like to see some mixture, but I also don't want to see it just be like, oh, we're going to make it this because we want to do that.
Yeah.
It's get a good actor to do it. And unfortunately, the Idris Elba ship has passed. And I think the same thing for Coleman Domingo too, because their whole thing is the age, which their words, not mine.
Right.
But yeah, Tom Holland, I think, would be a fun one. Very, very fun. I'm sure there's other people we'll talk about on the list.
He's a good
but
actor,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, yeah, very, very good actor.
I could see
but
that.
But yeah, that's my choice. What do we have on the text line there, Dom?
We got quite a few responses yeah. here. We're going to go with the question of the night first. We also have some other texts from the first hour, but we got AJ from Madison texting in saying, 007 Pierce Brosnan.
Brosnan.
Yeah, Brosnan.
Brosnan. Brosnan. Brosnan.
Brosnan.
And then he says,
he was a good Bond. Abominable. He was a good Bond. Like, he was built yeah. to be Bond. He just got yeah. some bad movies. That's the problem.
True. Yeah. But you're right. He comprises like all the elements. He's got the look. He's spry. Mm-hmm. He's athletic. Oh, more yeah. than like a Roger Moore, for God's sake.
He also texted and he said, "Wherever you grew up with is your favorite Bond." I think. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Understood. What else we got?
We also have Dan texting in on WAUK. He says, "Die Another Day" because Halle Berry, Roger Moore, and Calum Turner.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Was Roger Moore still the Bond when Halle Berry was in it?
I thought that was Pierce Brosnan.
Ah, you could be right. Yeah, I don't know.
She was in Die Another Day. Oh, that was Pierce Brosnan.
Okay.
Yeah. She played, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, Jinx, but her first name is Giacinta. That's, okay. All right. Yeah.
It's made up.
Yeah. We also have Jewel texting on WMDX as Sean Connery, A View to a Kill, just like Greg's choice.
Yeah.
And J.J. Field. But alternative pick would be Tom Hardy.
Oh, Tom Hardy. Yeah.
Tom Hardy would be great, but that Bond would destroy everything because I feel like Tom Hardy would play with such fiery intensity, like rage.
And he just looks like a thug, too. He plays a great thug. I'm sure he can pull off Bond. Yeah, for sure.
We also have Chris texting in on WMDX, says, "Casino Royale was my first Bond film, and it did not disappoint. I especially love the chase scene in Madagascar when the person 007 is pursuing runs out of bullets and decides to throw the gun at Bond. Yeah. Bond then catches the gun and then chucks it back at him. So cool. Rewatch that part like three different times. Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah. Roger Moore ain't doing that scene. You know what I mean? Probably not even Connery.
He threw a gun at me. Another drink.
Another martini.
See what else we got? What else we got? Going down here. Brett from Brown Deer texting in on WAUK says, "I never got into James Bond. I never understood why or when they captured him. They devised some complicated why to kill him. Just shoot him in the head."
Because then the movie would be over, Brett, and no one would be happy. I mean, like in real life, yes, of course, but then they have to like pontificate and explain, like, "Here's my plan, Mr. Bond. First, I was going to ... All right, let's see what else we got on the Facebook page right now.
We're looking at Patrick Mines says, "My favorite Bond movie is Live and Let Die, but I think the best one is Goldfinger. Though I haven't seen many of the Craig movies, I also agree that Idris Elba should be the next Bond. Yeah, he would be great, but like you said, Greg, his time might have passed, but who knows?" He says, "Also, if you like Bond and you like video games, the new 007 First Light is fantastic, like you are playing an actual movie."
Nice.
Sean says, "My favorite is Octopussy, and though Connery and I share a name, I'm partial to Roger Moore." See?
Interesting.
I break with Sean there, but I did like those movies because it was my formative years. Tiff Burry says, "I don't have a favorite movie, but Sean Connery was the best Bond, and I would toss my martini into the face of anyone who disagreed." Very well done, Tiff. That is excellent.
Well, we'll get to more of the messages on Facebook and the text line on our questions of the night. What's your favorite Bond movie? Who's your favorite Bond? And who should play the next James Bond? That's all going to be discussed in the next few minutes here. Coming back, we'll be going into the movie club talking about the 2006 James Bond classic, Casino Royale, starring a blonde James Bond, a James Blonde, if you will. But that's all coming up on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, before our show begins, please silence your cell phones. The show is about to begin.
A sort of club.
You two are the boys that run the movie club.
Movie club.
Movie club.
I love these movies. Don't you love these movies?
Movies, movies, more movies.
This is the Nightlight Movie Club.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Nightlight Movie Club. Every Thursday in the second hour, we pick a film, we watch the film, and then we talk about the film. That was called a dramatic pause.
We jaw.
By the way, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. I'm Nightlight. Oh my God.
And I'm Civic Greg Media.
And Dom, well, he's just Dom Lee.
I'm Pete.
I'm Greg Bach coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine. All the way in Marinette is Mr. Pete Schwab. And then all the way over in Madison at HQ is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos. And we are the Yada Hey Triangle inside the movie club, where, again, we talk about a movie and we have some fun. And we hope that you join us. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 75 Civic. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. And you can always get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. Download it right now if you haven't already. And call, text, listen live, get news. It's all right there on the Civic Media app. Enjoy and welcome to the Movie Club. Tonight's selection is, of course, the 2006 premiere of Daniel Craig as James Bond in Casino Royale. We've kind of given some of our thoughts on it already, but let's get into it. So the movie was released in 2006. Again, it was the first Bond film to feature Daniel Craig as the titular character. I guess not titular, but the main character. And also, a lot of controversy with this young man becoming Bond, too. Lots of controversy.
With Daniel Craig?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was Bond?
Because he was blonde. Exactly. People set up a website that said, like, not my James Bond, or like jamesbondisn'tblonde.com. Like, they were so upset that it was a non-brunette haired man that they were like throwing tomatoes at the screen. It was ridiculous. But somehow they all managed to make it through, because he made 5 films total as James Bond.
Very well placed anger, too, I would say, in the choice of an actor to play an action hero. I loved this movie when I saw it. It's kind of a miracle. I had not seen it since it first came out. So this is only my second viewing this morning. But from the opening credits, really cool. Great graphics, great music, like you said, Chris Cornell. And the whole movie is just a spectacle. It's like from that parkour chase scene, which is so great. You know, it was just overall, I think, I said Moonraker before, but I think this or Skyfall would probably, if I had to watch another Bond movie again as an adult, and I'm a little more savvy about what I like in movies, I would definitely pick a Daniel Craig one, because he's great. The scripts were great. How is it weird, though, that Judi Dench, as great as she is, she's always irritated with Bond.
Yeah.
She's mad at him for everything he does. And it's like, you know what? He's a spy. That's what he does. So what were you expecting?
I think this movie should have been called Casino Royale, or Watch James Bond Be Not That Good at Things, because it's supposed to be like his introduction into the 00 world, and he's making a lot of mistakes, and he's being hyper arrogant and hyper like angry, and just like, you can watch him like, you're about to lose. You're about to lose big time, buddy, and you're supposed to be like really good. But yeah, I guess that's the thing. Like, I mean, I don't know how much of experts you two are on the Bond franchise. Dom, you're not, just because you said it's your first Bond movie. But what I do not understand personally, and I'm not, this isn't a criticism, this is a legit question, and I see that Daddy-O from Windsor has seen all the movies, so maybe you can shed some light on us. How does the James Bond timeline work? So when it all started, I mean, I'm not going to count the Casino Royale from like 1970. Like, I'm not the David Niven's. I'm going to talk about like from Dr. No. You've got Sean Connery into Roger Moore. Well, George Lazenby into Roger Moore. And then
Connery.
Dalton.
Connery was before Roger Moore.
Yeah. Connery into Roger Moore. But George Lazenby was somewhere in the middle there. But like, the thing is, the question always is this the same James Bond as the other ones? Is it like a prequel story?
Right.
Even though this doesn't take place way back in time. Like, it doesn't take place in the 60s or the 50s or anything like that. So I just never understood, like, well, is James Bond the name just a moniker? Does he get given that? Is he some other guy like Steve Smith? And now he's just,
that is weird, because they take the title of 007.
Mm-hmm.
That's the position. You're right. I don't know what's going on with the name, because it's obviously not the same guy, you know.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. I liked it overall. It has two of the most opposite ends of the spectrum scenes for me, because the parkour chase scene is outstanding.
Yeah.
I said before the show, why does he keep going up? Like, let the guy go up, save your life. You don't have to do all the stuff he's doing. And you don't expect James Bond to be, you expect him to be able to shoot a gun, outsmart people, but he does parkour too. I mean, my God. But between that and the scene where he's being tortured in the chair and the whole wailing on his scrotum scene, brutal. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
we'll talk about Mads Mikkelsen in a moment here, because
yeah, it was so those two scenes very much stand out. And I was like, as I started this, I was like, oh, I hope that scene was in Skyfall, not Casino Royale. But I had to watch it again today. It was awful.
Yeah, I mean, that's just we'll get into that too in a little bit. We are right now in the Nightlight Movie Club talking about Casino Royale, the 2006 James Bond film starring Daniel Craig, his first go around as the main character. Talking more about that. Not only that, we'll also be asking Pete and Dom a simple question. I guess you'd call it a fourth question of the night, because you all can answer this too. What special skill would you bring to the 00 if you got the title? So think about that one during the break. We're going to come on back for more discussion in the movie club here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Box. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on our live stream. Our question of the night, questions of the night: who is your favorite Bond? What is your favorite Bond movie? And who should be the next Bond when they pick one? Let us know. Call or text. The live stream is going right now on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You can also get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. Download that now. If you don't, you can also take part in our Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Talk more about that in a little bit. But don't forget, tomorrow we'll be right back here for Casual Friday. We'll welcome back to the show Norm Kopesky, co-owner of Appleton Cigar, to talk about his big event coming up this weekend. And then also Brent Davey, the cultural critic and lead petitioner against phone policy at the Alamo Draft House. That's all going to be here tomorrow on the show, Casual Friday. Check it out. But now we are in the movie club officially talking about 2006's, oh, I almost said Die Another Day. Wow, good gracious. Casino Royale, starring Daniel Craig in his first time role as James Bond. Discussing the movie, let us know your thoughts. Again, give us a call. Let us know anything, your thoughts on the movie, James Bond, the franchise itself. But one thing I noticed, Pete, about it was interesting is that I think we talked about this last week regarding film scripts and how long they are to how long the script is to how long the movie is. And, you know, it said in the thing I looked up, it said about a page a minute, and I looked it up and this movie is 2.5 hours long. The script is 112 pages. What? They really barely say anything this movie.
Yeah.
There is much action that I think, if you're watching scenes, they're really, really short in dialogue. And then they go right into something else, like a beautiful crane shot, a big old fight scene. But yeah, there's not a lot of dialogue in this movie.
Yeah, that's a great observation. I didn't know that. I was kind of like, whenever I watch a movie now, I'm like, oh, it's 2.5 hours. Like, but then you get into it and it's kind of like, this isn't one of those movies I didn't want it not to end, but I did enjoy it. There's two things that stood out for me, and the woman riding the horse on the beach,
yes,
Caterina Marino. I was so glad she died. Come on. What are you doing? Riding a horse on the beach?
Who was does that the that, same Greg? Lady? I thought that was a different lady.
No, her husband died. They killed him. Bond stabbed him.
They
killed her in the hammock. This was just a... I talked about the scene earlier where they put him in the chair and they tortured him by swinging that rope at his privates. But I forgot, when I was watching today, I remember that was right after he survived the Mickey in the drink and had his heart started again.
Yeah.
And then he gets his scrotum wailed on in that other scene. Tough night for Jimmy Bond. I mean, geez, what a horrible night that is. The horse on the beach was insanity.
But he won $120 million, so he's doing just fine.
But did he get to keep it?
No, not absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That's what happens when you have a government job.
I thought the weirdest thing, though, is when he was like hitting on the woman he was with during the poker game. Like the lines were just so Like, yeah. They wanted to update the character. They wanted to update the look. They wanted to update the action, which they did. Like, all that stuff was great. But every time those two interacted in any sort of, like, quasi-romantic way, I'm like, can we just...
Yeah.
Can stiff. We go to another fight or do another poke? Because you guys, like, it's just very weird the things you're saying to each other. And, like, it starts off with, like, her being like, no. And then he's trying so hard. And then at one point she's like, I don't even want to say it on the air. Just things are, like, really like, oh, my God. These are like 40s love letters you guys are writing each other after being together for, what, 36 hours?
Right.
Dom, what about you? What was your takeaway as your first Bond movie?
I gotta say, the villain, I think, what was his name? Le Chiffre?
He was like, he was sort of the villain. He's
sort
like.
Sort of, but he was so intense. I really liked that character. He, like, whenever he was looking at Bond just right across the poker table, that was always such a cool, intense moment for me. And throughout the, I do like the intense movies. You know, when it came back to when I was talking about Obsession, Backrooms, everything that makes my heart pump. I really like, and you know, Casino Royale did that for me. I think all throughout the movie, it was always intense when he had to resuscitate him and bring him back to life. I thought that was intense. It was cool. So I think, all those parts, I really liked it. I liked my first James
Bond.
Did you
at any point think, oh, is James Bond going to die?
Not at all. Okay, I always knew this dude was going to survive everything. Yep.
Yeah, not in this one. That's right.
Ooh,
that's right.
That's why I got to keep watching.
Absolutely.
You got four more movies. Quantum of Solace, it's fine. But is there anything else?
Skyfall's good, right?
Skyfall is great. Skyfall's and fun. I liked Spectre a lot. I did not see Die Another Day or Take Another Time to Die or Die Some...
No Time to Die?
No time for shenanigans. I just never got to that
like
one.
The present?
No time. That's why it's a gift. That's why they call it the present. I mean, it was a fun movie. I had a good time. It was my second or third time watching it. So, like, I'm like, man, some of this dialogue is just really stilted. And you're right. Like, at every point that Judi Dench is on screen, she's just mad.
What's she mad at? She's running an operation here.
She's not even mad. She's just annoyed.
She's like, irritated. Yeah, exactly.
I like when she goes, I missed the Cold War.
Here's another thing, you guys. I totally forgot. I want to jump out of the movie for a second. Yeah. Timothy Dalton. Did we mention him? He played James Bond too, and I totally forgot about him. He was good.
He was good too. He was good again. Like Timothy Dalton and Pierce Brosnan kind of get passed over a lot just because they didn't do a lot of
they didn't
movies
do it for very long.
But Pierce Brosnan was great. Timothy Dalton was fun. Okay, here's a really quick question for both of you. Start with Pete.
Okay.
If you were to become a 00 agent tomorrow, let's say they're like, all right, tomorrow you begin your training. What do you think your one or two chief qualities that will make you good at the job would be?
First of all, I was planning on sleeping in tomorrow, so I don't think I could run any kind of spy operation. I wouldn't be ready by tomorrow.
Okay, we're not going to mark time management. All right,
okay, cool. Time management is not it. Probably my inappropriate giggle at times or when I start to laugh. I don't know. I like to think I could diffuse a situation with humor, even in a weird setting, because I've kind of done that my whole adult life. I don't know if it would ever be called for in these circumstances, but either that, Greg, or a karate chop to the back of the neck. I want to bring that back because we haven't seen that since the late 70s.
A good old-fashioned karate chop to the shoulder, like right there where the neck meets the shoulder. I love it.
Or then when they go like this really quick, and it's like, that did nothing. What are you doing?
I like the idea of you being a top secret agent and then being like, who is that? And you start giggling. They're like, no, that's not a 00. 00s don't giggle.
Schwabba. Pete Schwabba. Did you say cobbler? No, Pete Schwabba. What's so hard to understand about that?
My family has made the famous Polish sausages for 700 years
that's
now.
Right.
Dom, what about you? What do you think you'd bring to the table as a 00 agent?
I have two, and I would say... I have two, yes. I'm confident. And I'd say one of them would probably, whenever I would have to swim, if I have to dive, I would say I'm a good swimmer. So if there was an opportunity where I have to fight someone in the water, I think I would have the upper hand there. And two would be seduction.
Seduction. I like it. I love the confidence.
Look at the confidence on that young man.
Look what that haircut has done for you. Ooh. That is really unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm starting to regret a little bit, but yes.
No, you said it's on air, but chop that up. That's content. That's best of. WABA, are you listening? You're listening right now.
Stop listening.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun.
And what about you, Greg? What do you bring to the table, buddy?
I think the only thing I can bring to the table is a sense of planning. Like, I could say, like, all right, what do we need to do? Let's do this. And then I'd probably say, someone else go do it, though. I'd be a really good guy in the chair. I'll say this. I don't think I'd be a good double O agent. There's a lot going against me. But I do
think... say the guy in the chair, you don't mean the chair with the hole in it where the guy's swinging the rope.
No, I don't.
You're talking
mean
about a delegator.
Yes, exactly. The guy who, the guy in all those movies who's sitting at the computer in his chair and he gets to say these words when they break into something electronic, we're in. That's who I, that's who I would be. I, you know, I don't think I'd make, I think the best thing for double O for me would just be a sense of either like, you know, being conversational, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I get something out of somebody.
That's good.
I'm not smoldering at all. Dom.
I'm with you too, though. I want to be the guy in a movie who just goes clear. You know, like Secret Service agent or something. That would be really sweet. Overall, I really like this, guys. I thought it was a good. Another thing I'm kind of over in movies, the guy on foot that catches up to a car somehow. The car does a turn and the guy's able to catch it while he's running. We've seen this in movies a lot. It's got to stop.
Mm-hmm. You're just jealous you can't run that fast? Because Daniel Craig did a lot of running in this movie. Speedy running. Let's get to a call on the line right now. Jack from Merrimack answering the questions of the night. Jack from Merrimack, how are you doing, Jack, friend? What's going on?
Hey, good evening. Really nice day out there.
Yeah.
So the best James Bond, hands down, no question whatsoever, was the first James Bond. And
movie or actual character?
The character.
Sean Connery?
Sean Connery, yes.
Gotcha, okay.
He's a popular choice tonight.
As far as I'm concerned, he had the best combination of being sophisticated, should we say, without being snooty, and being self-confident without being excessively arrogant.
Wow.
And just did an incredible job. I would say the best movies probably were one of the first three. I have, by the way, I think I've got most. I don't have all of them, but I got most of them either on VHS tape, if you can believe that, or on the DVD. And I liked Dr. No. I thought that was just very well done. Not excessively complex in terms of the gadgets and the interactions, the villains and the good guys. And I also I really liked Goldfinger. And
nice.
I thought that was among the best in terms of gadgets without going sci-fi, and in terms of the just the again the basic simplicity of the plot, the concept of the bad guys are really bad and the good guys are really good, and it was extremely well done.
Thank you very much, Jack. Thank you for letting us know. We appreciate your thoughts on the topic. Have yourself a wonderful night, my friend.
I totally forgot about Dr. No. See, a lot of these I've seen when I was a kid because my dad would watch them, but I don't remember much about the movies. But Sean Connery he's just a great actor. It's hard to argue with that. But this movie also got a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes from critics and a 90 from the audience. I'm always amazed. You always have to allow for people that aren't going to like something, but it's like when you go to see a James Bond film and this is what you see, I would love to know what their criticisms were. Cause I mean, we did some of it here tonight with the horse on the beach I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting.
It's a fun movie. I enjoyed it. I'm not probably going to watch it over and over and over again, but it was a fun time. I would, I feel like I want to watch Quantum of Solace, even though it's not, because this thing is like, it's a sequel, like essentially it's this continuation of this particular story.
Oh, is it really?
It's the problem is that movie was done during the writer's strike, I think of 2008. So they couldn't bring writers on. So they were rewriting scenes on the fly between the director and Daniel Craig. So it's a little not great, but whatever. I mean, they make it up for Skyfall, but that
good
has been
choice,
another
Tucker.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Great choice, Tucker. And that has been all now for the Movie Club for this week. We watched, talked about Casino Royale starring Daniel Craig as James Bond. Thank you, everyone, for getting in touch with us, letting us know. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to the nightcap. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time to wind it down. Let's take a moment to look back and ask, what did we learn today? This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. As always, get in touch, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We are officially in the nightcap, so we're going to get to more of your text messages, more of your thoughts on tonight's questions, as well as talk about what we've learned. But let's start off with the text line. Dom, what else we have left from the people?
We got a few more. We got Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids saying, who could possibly resist Honor and Blackman as Temptress Pussy Galore and Goldfinger? Her nasty boss reminds me of someone else who also craves the color of gold. I wonder what that would be.
Okay. I love gold!
we got Karen from Racine texting in saying, David Niven, 1967 Casino Royale. So the original.
Yeah, nice. The original, yeah.
We got Anna texting in from Madison. Says, I think Pedro Pascal would make a great James Bond.
He would.
He'd be fun.
He'd be good.
Great.
Very smoldery.
Mm-hmm. Very smoldery. Yes. We got Daddy-O from Windsor. I've seen all the films. Daniel Craig is my favorite from Russia. Would Love is probably my favorite movie.
Yeah. That's interesting. Folks who've seen all the movies still say Daniel Craig. I think that says a lot about Daniel Craig's performance.
Totally. Mm-hmm. That was great.
Mm-hmm. And then he also said Daniel Craig was a reboot. The other films before that were a loose continuation, but very loose. Great show. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Daddy-O.
I like that name.
Thanks, Daddy-O.
We got a couple texts from John Murray saying, Roger Moore was my favorite because he was in my adolescent wheelhouse. The Spy Who Loved Me was awesome. Loved Jaws as well.
Jaws, my God, that character was amazing.
Character. Mm-hmm. And then he also said he was one scary giant. I don't know.
So, Dom, look up Jaws. James Bond, Jaws character. Mm-hmm. He's terrifying. Did you ever see Happy Gilmore?
I did. Yep.
He's the big guy who the ball landed on his foot.
Yes.
He played Jaws.
Okay, yes. He is one scary giant guy. You're right, John.
Thank you, Adam Sandler.
And then he said Octopussy is also one worth mentioning over and over and over just because it was also so awesome. And then he said, Love a Circus as well.
Nice.
I think
that's it.
I think that's it. I think that's all we got.
A few more. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry.
No.
Did you get him, Dom?
Okay. He got him.
Yep. Yeah.
What else we got on Facebook?
Just a couple from our pal, Melissa K, Sean Connery, Goldfinger, Anna Taylor. Did I read that already?
You said it during the break. Yeah.
So Melissa says, Sean Connery was the best. Goldfinger's her favorite movie. Anna Taylor-Joy should be the next Bond. That would be interesting.
I think great the Bond text. Fans Thank would you, lose Melissa. Their minds, but I don't disagree.
I know. Who cares? Teresa Seafelt says, Skyfall. I love Daniel Craig, but Sean Connery was the best James Bond. Next James Bond, she says, Idris Elba. Yeah, he would be good too. And then we've got Richard Vargas. This might be my favorite. Goldfinger was his favorite. Kevin Hart should be the next James Bond.
I'm Bond! James Bond!
Sure.
That's my impression of Kevin Hart doing James Bond. And then we have a few more comments on the live stream here before we get on out of here. Nick says, hey, Dom, a cashier at Aldi will give you a quarter for your cart. Shoppers will also leave quarters on the ledge by the carts, too. Really? I've seen people just leave their quarters as well, like just right in the cart.
Or leave the cart out. Yeah, totally. I do that, too. And if you get it, you think there are people out there that take the cart and then take the quarter?
Yes.
Don't leave the cart.
Of course. Of course there are. Oh, man. In a world of 8+ billion people, of course there are.
But Aldi's a community. It's a very giving. I love the Aldi people.
Let's see. Nick also goes on to say, sorry, I don't have anything to add to the Bond discussion. That's okay. You add so much more, Nick.
Just
being here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We love it. Dave says, Sean Connery, he's just the bee's knees, and he believes that Alan Rickman, a.k.a. Reacher, should be the next Bond. Yeah, that would be a mighty
Alan
big Bond.
Alan Ritchson would be just good,
a walloping Bond man right there. Folks, absolutely. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be welcoming Norm Kapesky from Appleton Cigar Company back to the show to talk about his upcoming event that benefits vets in the community, so stick around for that one. And then we'll be talking to Brent Davey, culture critic and lead petitioner against phone policies at the Alamo Draft House. So we'll be back here tomorrow for Casual Friday, but while we have you here, let's talk about what we learned. Pete, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that I would be a terrible James Bond. And I'm okay with that.
Oh, I like that. Wow. Self-discovery.
Yeah.
Love that. Tom?
I learned that I would be a great James Bond.
Okay, park it, dude. Dude, seriously, does that ego take up the entire parking structure at your work?
Oh, yes, it does. But no, seriously, I also learned about all James Bond movies, you know, Dr. No, Octopus, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, a lot more that I didn't know before. So,
right. Yeah, a whole catalog.
Greg, what about you?
We're really quick here. Melissa from Willie Street says, read my text to Pete. If you did already, my bad. I don't know if you did. So there. What did I learn? I learned, one, that the Eau Claire Festival that Justin Vernon from Bon Iver used to put on is back. That's very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, Wisconsin's a great place to be in the summertime. I just needed to be reminded. And I also learned that Dominic believes in himself to a great deal.
A little too much.
Yeah,
really. It's just a little bit like, tamp down, bro. Tamp down.
I do see Melissa from Willie Street's text real quick, if you want to.
What is it?
It says, Pete, you need to monetize the Christmas City USA thing. Trademark it, license it, and become the hero of Marinette. Folks will come hunting for Santa, seeking out all year-round Christmas displays. Think of all the opportunities, Pete.
I mean, hunting for Santa, is that what you really want? My goodness gracious.
I'm going to noodle this, Melissa. I appreciate the... I'll give you a taste if it ever goes anywhere. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, folks, we got to get on out of here, but do not forget, in the 7 o'clock hour, your chance to get the keyword for our Accelerate Your Summer Multi-State Text to Win contest. Just make sure you have that Civic Media app. Text in that keyword for your chance to win $100 and a Wisconsin Dells prize pack and go into a huge grand prize of $250 in gas, $250 in groceries. That's all coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And then it all starts again tomorrow. Seven more chances. And we'll be back here tomorrow as well with some Casual Friday. So let's have some fun. Let's get ready for the weekend, folks. Have yourself a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow. Pete, please say good night to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin. Let's go.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.